Let me read to you the scripture from Matthew 25. This is Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. Thus says the word. For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2 talents, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of the house slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one who had 2 talents came also forward, saying, Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master replied, You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather what I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But those who have nothing, even what they have, will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. Would you repeat after me? I believe everything I am. And everything I own belongs to God. Now, you heard that the first time. Now, I want you to think about that as we repeat that again. Amen? I believe everything I am and everything I own belongs to God. Amen. Loving and merciful Father, we pray to you, Lord, for this morning. As we bring, oh God, our thoughts and our ideas, Lord, at this moment of the message, we pray, Lord, that you open our hearts, our minds, and our understanding, Lord, to receive your word into our hearts, that we may be open to receive, Lord, what you have for us this morning. Loving God, to you we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The reading we just did from Matthew is a reading that we have done many times, as well recognized, and usually, which I found that interesting, that even in this annual commitment to ministry, that they were use this passage to talk about something we call generosity. And this is about how do we define generosity, or define generosity. Defined, what it means to be a generous people. We have talked about that for quite a while, especially when we were doing the series about generosity. Remember that series we did? We did 3 years of that, and we talked a lot about generosity and the implications of what it means to be a generous people. This morning, the idea is about just highlighting that again, what it means to be defined by generosity. What does it mean when we say to God that indeed we believe that everything we have and everything we possess belongs to God? What does that mean when we truly believe that? What are the implications of a heart that is actually filled with joy to the joy of giving? And we always come to the point of using the example of God, how God, who is a generous God, who loves us so much that even came to the point of giving his only son as a sacrifice for our salvation. Amen? Amen? Because after all, right, when we think about who this God is and what this God has done and what this God has done through his son Jesus, we find in this Jesus that he is the ultimate gift, the gift of life, a gift that keeps on giving, a gift that is for us to be reminded of who this God is and how this God continues to reach out to us and seek us out in order for us to learn the importance of what it means to be generous. For some people, the idea of generosity is simply about, well, you know, you give a tithe, right? And we hear this all the time. And in churches, we hear this all the time. We have even in some churches where they actually make church members sign a pledge of tithing. And in some churches, not only just do you sign a pledge of tithing, in some churches, you also have to present your check, a copy of your paycheck so that the pastor and the leadership of the church can see how much you make. And they will tell you exactly what your tithing is. Amen? I mean, you're not hearing something new, right? Most of you have heard about these stories. So the reality is that we find that, you know, the idea that this is supposed to be the measurement of faithfulness to God is if you give your tithing to the Lord, that seems to be the faithfulness to God, how you show your faithfulness to God. And here we find in the story of Jesus that the measure of our faithfulness to God is not based on the tithing. Amen? Pastor, did you see that? It's not based on tithing. It is based on this incredibly abundant grace of God that goes beyond the idea of just giving a portion, but is actually the one who gives it all. Amen? It presents the entire life to God. So that the idea here is not that we are generous by giving a tithing. And some people feel that, you know, you give a tithe to the Lord, which let me say, by the way, if you do tithing, I'm not complaining. I just need you to hear that. Amen? I'm not complaining about that. What I'm trying to get to is the point that it is not about the tithing that we are about. It's not about thinking about how do I get to that tithing. Some people in this church are not tithing. And some people in this church are giving their best that they can. And some people in this church are giving the most that they can. And it doesn't make it to the tithing. And that's okay. Because God knows your heart. And that's what the bottom line in this story is. What is in your heart? What is in my heart? What is it that I'm presenting to God in my heart? How am I offering myself to God daily? How am I presenting my life to God daily? That phrase that we use before the sermon is a phrase that comes from a series we did not too long ago that is called Believe. And I thank my brother who picked that first song, which was perfect, right? We believe. It comes from that series. I believe everything I am and everything I own belongs to God. Do you really? Do I really? Do we really believe that? Because that is actually the mark of true generosity. When we truly believe that everything that I have, everything that I am, everything belongs to God, then I know that what I have is for me to use it for the glory of God. That there is nothing that I have to hold back on, because everything I have received from God belongs to God. Amen? Do we get that? Everything we receive from God belongs to God. In the story we just read from Matthew, Matthew tells us a story of these three guys. And you hear the story of the three guys, and they are telling, we're hearing from Jesus how this master gave them the talents, and to some gave, you know, five and two and one. Just so you get the picture of how incredible the story must have been in those who were listening to this story at the time. You know, we need to think perhaps in today's dollars. When Jesus was saying that he had given the five talents and the two talents and the three talents, think of a talent in today's dollars of about $1 billion each. More or less what it would be. $1 billion each. So Jesus is giving $5 billion to the first, $2 billion to the next, and $1 billion to the last. And that's what we're told. And then we're told in the story how they work with that, how they work with the resources that we're giving. Now, many people in the story focus on the fact that this is about, sort of about, you know, how well you manage your funds, right? Let me just tell you something about the story. This story is about not how you manage funds. This isn't about how you manage money. The story is about how are we faithful to God. That is the crux of the story. How are we faithful to God's calling on us? God has entrusted you and me, of course, all of us. God has entrusted us with a ministry, with a mission. And this God who has entrusted us with this mission, with this gift, is saying to us, are you faithful? Are you doing what I've called you to do? Are you living up to the expectations that I have of you? Are you willing to give your best? Are you willing to do the best you can to serve me, meaning God, the way I want you to serve me? Are you willing to give your best to me? That is what this story is all about. It's not that you have money and therefore you're producing more money in the story. That's not the story. The story is about faithfulness, about being faithful to what God has entrusted us to do as God has called us to live out our faith in this world. Are we truly people who believe that being generous is a gift, and that our generosity becomes an expression of our faith journey, that when we give from our hearts, it is part of our spiritual life, that it's not about money, but it's about our faithfulness to God? Are we faithful to God in all the things that God has called us to do, and the ways that God has called us to be? If we are defined by generosity, we are defined by our faithfulness to God. If we are faithful to God's calling on our lives, then we are faithful to living that generous life that God is calling us to. As we live out our life and the journey in this church as disciples of Jesus Christ, we continue to support its ministries and continue to support this church, for we believe that God is working through the ministries of this church. Let us continue to live faithfully what God has called us to live as part of this church family. For this is a place that God has called us to serve and to live in His will.